exact date, but about a year ago. And a couple of days ago, I think on Wednesday, I got mail back from the examination department, basically nullifying. I'm not an accountant, I don't know what word, but the examination changes that basically don't accept anything I said because it's not substantiated as far as they're concerned, meaning I'm not married, I don't have children, and so on and so forth. And okay. This is signed by an examiner named Mrs. Blanco Soto from the Puerto Rico branch of the IRS. And
okay.
And there's a number. She has a phone number, and it says one of the, on the first page. It says, "Well, I can either, of course, pay the new this new appraisal, which is obviously ridiculous, or I can discuss the report with the examiner and return back, you know, a bunch of documents that will substantiate my claims." Now, I'm trying to reach this examiner, this lady, and she there's a phone number here in Puerto Rico, but since Wednesday, I'm calling and calling, and there's no reply. It just goes directly to the machine. Now, I have a respond date by, you know, in less than a month, and collecting all this documentation is you know, it's a while, so I'd be very happy to speak to her or anybody else who's you know, who has the authority to answer my questions.
Okay, let me put you on hold. Let me see what's going on with this case, and I'll be right back with you. Is that okay?
I will wait, and will you contact me for any reason? Because I'm calling from Israel, and I'm afraid the line will drop. So if for some reason it drops, will you...
If the line drops, I'll reach you at 972-548-0400. Is that correct?
That's correct, but you need to make an international access before that.
Okay.
That's like,
that,
I think...
That's a 97...
I think it's 00 in most of the world. I don't know what they do in the States. There's an international prefix before that.
Okay.
What's known as a plus 972. Okay?
Plus 972. All right, I will. Just hold on just a
minute. I'm waiting online. Thank you.
Thank you.
sir?
Yes, I'm with you.
Sir?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for holding. Okay. Now, did you receive a letter from us?
That's correct.
Okay. And the letter gave you our number?
No, it gave It gave a number in Puerto Rico of an examiner who I'm not able to reach her. I've been trying all day for like 4 days now. And it just goes directly to the answering machine. And, I need to speak to her or someone else.
Okay. Unfortunately, there's nothing on our system showing your account. What you're going to have to do is wait for that examiner to call you back.
No, but how? 1 minute. How is it possible that there's nothing on your system?
Because so you're not in audit for the United States. I mean, there's nothing on our system showing you're in audit.
1 minute. Do you see my file in? Do you see that I filed in those years?
Hold on just a moment. 2006?
7 and 8.
And 2000. I see you filed for the 2006.
Yeah.
And okay, but that doesn't mean you're in audit. There's nothing I can answer. There's no questions I can answer about your case. I don't know why they are. I mean, I don't know why they are wanting you. You know your information.
Who is they? What's the difference between you and they? Who is they?
Okay. Whoever sent you the letter.
I can give you an employee ID number. Will that help you?
No, sir, that will not help.
So
I'm in the examination department. Okay.
And I got
now
this.
I can give you a...
I got this is an examination thing. I'm holding in my hand. It says income tax. It says Department of Treasury Internal Revenue Service income tax examination changes.
Okay.
That's what it says. I'm holding it in my hand.
I believe you. Unfortunately, like I said, there's nothing on our system saying you're in audit. Now, I can give you another number that you can call and because they have more screens, more information on the computer than
What in your system, what is the status of my 1040s?
For your 2000, what year?
6, 7, and 8.
Okay. Unfortunately, for 2006, 2007, 2008, you're not in audit. Nothing is showing up on our system.
Meaning you never, as far as you know, you never received my 1040.
We received your 1040.
But as
far as I know,
yeah.
We have not sent you a letter.
I understand. So as far as the Treasury of the United States is concerned, you received my 1040 and you're not requesting any further information?
I'm sure they are. That's why you got a letter. I'm sure that the field office is asking you for information.
But
I don't know what that information is.
I understand. So who is sending it? A different branch?
Yes, sir.
What branch is this?
I don't know what branch it is.
You understand my I'm puzzled here. I mean,
yes, sir.
The IRS is one entity, isn't it?
It is one entity.
So,
hold on just a minute. I'm going to get my manager. Hold on.
Please do. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Mr. Lipke, ID number 1001-97183.
Yes. Hello,
how you doing
sir.
Today, sir?
How do you do?
All right. I'm doing all right. I was actually looking at this case when she put you on hold before.
Yeah.
And just based on what she was telling me is what I would agree with, just stating that, unfortunately, this case is out of her hands. It was transferred to an area in office.
What
and
is
the
that
way
mean?
I understand it is...
My question is, what
your
does that mean?
For, what does that mean?
What does it mean? It was
that
transferred.
Means your case, It was transferred to a local office near you, and they will contact you by mail for a face-to-face in regards to your case.
No, they...
Unfortunately, this is not an examination where we would not be able to help you. Regardless, we just won't be able to help you on this type of case.
I completely understand that. I'm just asking, you see, there is no office near me, and I'm calling from Israel, as she probably told you, and I got a mail in from Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
And
was that, did you receive a letter as of January 10th?
No, not as out of January 10th.
Nothing from the IRS on January 10th?
No, this mail is from February something.
February
16th, 2011.
Right, we do have an international unit now, and I would suppose that they would be the ones dealing with you. If you received a letter in February, and that letter has a phone number on it,
yes.
I think the best place to call would be that phone number.
Well, I have. Obviously, I have done that. I'm not just trying to waste your time. And I've called this number not once, not twice, and not 10 times in the past week. And it's signed by some employee of yours. I have her employee ID number, and it just goes directly to some answering machine, and there's no one I can speak to. So I had no choice.
Are you able to leave a message on that machine?
Yes, and I have. But
you receive no phone call back or anything?
No phone call,
like that?
No reply, nothing at all. And I have respond, you know, you give a final day to respond, and a 60-day, and that ends in a month from now, and as I'm sure you can understand, the bunch of documents I might need to provide, it takes a while to come up with them, especially that I most
understandable,
of them,
sir.
And I need someone to speak to. So I called the general number of the IRS, and they transferred me to you. Now,
right. I can understand why they would do that, but... Just, do you even know what issues we're examining? See, that's how far we are on this case. I can't even tell what we're actually examining on your return for those 3 years.
I understand. It's off your system. The question is, whose system is it on?
That's a great question. And the only thing I could state would be whatever number is on that letter would be the department that has your case. Unfortunately, based on my system, I don't even know what we're looking at.
Okay, let me ask you one final question, if I may. Can you tell me, if I give you this lady's, employee ID number, will that help you find a different number for her than the one I have? Would that help you in any way?
I will try my best. Let me get a pen and piece of paper here and write it down, and I'll research it for you. That's the best thing I can really do here.
Okay, we are talking about a woman called Eugenia Blanco Soto, tax compliance officer. And her employee ID number is 313-916.
313-916.
Her office location is in Puerto Rico. How is that even possible?
I'm guessing that is the international tax compliant officer. I'm not entirely sure.
Do you have maybe you can find a different phone number for me or a general phone number over there that I can speak to someone and they can help me further, because, you know, this is weird.
Yes, it is. I agree there. And let's see, is that his phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm international. Okay, go ahead and just repeat your phone number. The only thing I can do is hang up with you now and research this tax compliance officer's ID number and see if I can get a better phone number for you.
That is so very kind of you. My number, I'll repeat it again. You have to make an international prefix. I don't know what you do over there. Maybe 00
right.
Or a plus. And then it's 972 for Israel. And then 5480-400-40.
Okay. Like I said, sir, I will research that to the best of my ability, and if I come up with a number, I will definitely give you a call back. Regardless, I'll give you a call back at this international number.
Right, I will appreciate it if you, anyway, just gave me a call, and even if you gave up, so, you know, so I have somewhere to start with, okay?
Yes, sir, and are you available for the rest of the day?
I will be available at all times. I will be available at all times at this number.
Okay, sir.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
I can dig up, and I'll give you a call. All right, you too, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.